You're listening to SBS News.
Christmas and the New Year period was meant to be a relatively quiet time for the aged care sector, but with Omicron cases spreading widely throughout the community, the first month of 2022 has been deadly for aged care residents. 389 deaths in aged care homes have been recorded this month alone, compared to 282 deaths in the entire year of 2021. There are currently 9,643 residents and 14,257 staff infected with COVID-19 in the sector. Paul Sadler, CEO of Aged and Community Services Australia, says the impact has been devastating.
What's happened is Omicron spread so widely through the broader community that it has infected residents who were out seeing their families, it has infected the staff and the family members, and it has then entered nearly three quarters of all of the aged care homes across Australia. So it really has overwhelmed the aged care system in a way that the earlier waves, Alpha in 2020 and Delta in 2021, didn't do.
The federal government, which has responsibility for the aged care sector, says it's acted to ensure a constant supply of PPE and rapid antigen tests for aged care homes. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says actions have been taken.
At the Commonwealth level, we've already delivered over 9.2 million rapid antigen tests directly, of which 7.6 million have gone to aged care continuously and consistently since August of last year. We're always looking at continuous improvement. And that's what we've done throughout the pandemic, whether it was closing the borders, the work being done in relation to procuring PPE, or right through the course of it. So there's continuous learning and engagement.
Mr. Sadler says there are still gaps in timing and quantity of the supply, which has meant only a portion of aged care staff can be tested, exposing aged care residents to a greater risk of getting COVID-19.
We still are hearing on a daily basis from aged care homes that are waiting for deliveries and therefore have not been able to activate their plans to test staff or families coming in as regularly as they would really like to do.
There are also concerns that the booster vaccine rollout in aged care homes has been too slow. In New South Wales, which has the highest number of outbreaks in aged care homes of 555, the issue has been highlighted in the fatality figures. Sean Rooney, CEO of Leading Age Services Australia, says with more cases documented in Australia of a new subvariant of Omicron, BA2, there's an urgent need to accelerate the rollout of the booster vaccine in the sector.
The federal government has been running a booster program that sees vaccination teams visit every aged care home to offer the booster to aged care residents. Now, as the last report I heard is that every aged care home will have had at least one visit from those vaccination teams by the end of next week. What we have heard, though, is that the uptake of some residents in some locations has been lower than we would have liked. We'd like to see more residents taking the booster when it is made available to them. And then we look to the staff. We know we have 99% plus of staff in aged care homes vaccinated. We want to see them prioritised for the booster programs.
He says between 15 and 30% of staff are unable to work because they have COVID or are a close contact. And he says drastic measures need to be considered, including the use of Australian Defence Force personnel.
Call on the government to find a solution. We recommended looking for the Australian Defence Force to be able to help plug those gaps, because what happens is all the pressure then falls back onto the current workforce, where they are doing those double shifts, where they are pulling out all stops to be able to keep people safe. But it's unfair when it falls on the shoulders of those few, when we were given assurances that there would be surge workforce, that there would be adequate supplies of PPE and rapid antigen tests available, so we wouldn't be in this situation.
He called on National Cabinet to develop a more coordinated national strategy to respond to ongoing waves of COVID-19 and its impacts on aged care.
We need to come up with a plan so we're not having to reinvent the wheel or re-prosecute arguments for really what you would assume is just the basic supports that are going to be needed to keep people safe in these outbreaks into the future. We need to be resourced and enabled to continue that fight on the front line to keep those older Australians safe and also to support and enable and keep safe the people that are caring for them.
Mr Sadler says the issue of wages for aged care workers needs to be reviewed and he's called for a time-limited support payment.
And we need to recognise the toll this has taken on aged care staff. You are having to wear gowns and goggles and face masks and so on. There's a whole extra layer of activity that staff are having to go through in order to prevent the spread of the disease and look after older people. But what I should say is we have a broader issue about the pay rates for aged care workers. Their wages are less than those in retail, in health or in disability, and older people and the people who work for them deserve better than that.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.